The Tech of Sports, episode 109, Margarita Ventura of Hot Athletic. This week on the Tech of Sports, Margarita Ventura. Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. And also you can hear the content on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio as well. Get Stitcher for free with all your Modern Life Podcast Network shows already preloaded. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Another episode of the Tech of Sports here on the Modern Life Podcast Network. And tonight we're going to talk about, we've talked about apparel and fashion a little bit in the past. We're really going to dig deep into that tonight with Margarita Ventura of Hot Athletics. And this is a website I've become familiar with now, and it's just very diverse. And she's Margarita's a businesswoman who's really blending athleticism and fitness and fashion. And it's going to be fascinating to talk with. Just a little about Margarita. She's the co-founder and chief creative officer of Hot Athletics, and she's a fitness model and competitive athlete. She's been involved in fashion, dance, and she also is a graduate of the Parsons School of Design, which is very prestigious. So she's involved in lots of other things we'll talk about here tonight. Margarita, thanks for coming on, and glad you were able to make it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, let's just talk about your company here for a little bit. Start out, give the audience a little general idea. I kind of know what you are and what you're trying to do, but just give a little background on how the company started and why it's a passion of yours.
Our mission at Halt Athletics is that we've dedicated this website to harnessing the diversity and unique sense of adventure, that high intensity, we're focusing on the gym culture, the cardio culture, and group fitness. I think I'm really trying to embrace this tribal trend that's happening right now in fitness and in apparel and in technology in a lot of ways, so that we can embrace the high-intensity athletic and fitness endeavors. In doing so, we want to deliver a selection of athletic fashion for our customers as vast as their active lifestyles, leaving the possibilities limitless. I was asked by New York Magazine, they asked me what I was inspired by, and I said superheroes, movement, chandeliers, and graffiti. And we can get into that later, because those are probably odd things to say, but those are the things that I'm inspired by. And I've incorporated and found some really great influencers to really start combining forces and collaborate, because they've always exemplified that the same things that I believe in, where we flex our minds and our hearts and we put muscle into our hustle, and we're goal diggers. And so that's what Halt Athletics is. It started off as a blog, really celebrating and appreciating cross training and the popularity of athleticism and fitness. And I started really getting fascinated by how, you know, as a professional dancer, we were always used to wearing apparel outside of the dance studio and styling it up or doing whatever we had to do, only out of necessity, because we had to run from one thing to the next. But it was a fascinating revolution to see in clothes how people were adjusting to living a more active lifestyle. And so to see that leggings have become the new jeans is great. And, you know, obviously for someone with my background, I mean, what awesome way to walk around and be in your workout apparel and not everyone look at you like you're strange.
Yeah, now it's the norm, and it's amazing how that's happened. But with any small business, Margarita, you have to have a lot of you assume a lot of different roles. You, like you said, mm-hmm. you're a businesswoman. You're also involved in the tech side of things. You have to be on the cutting edge of fashion. You have to be creative. So how do you manage all of that just from your own perspective as one person? And then how do you partner, or how do you find other people? You can't do it all yourself. How do you find other people to help you grow with any growing company? I know that's your goal, but how do you accomplish all that?
It's funny because people, they'll compare my eating habits, which is very disciplined, but against popular belief or the fad trends that are going on, I eat five or six times a day. So people were like, oh my gosh, your body is like a machine. And I think in a lot of ways, when you have a startup, you sort of have to, you don't sort of, you do end up wearing tons of hats. You know, I could be in meetings that are very high profile for upcoming things that we're collaborating on, and then answering a customer service email or running a...
It's not all glamorous.
It's really not. But I think when you're turning your passion into something that is inspiring people and constantly trying to be innovative with it and also turning it into a paycheck, you have to have that tenacity and that discipline.
Discipline. That's the word I was going to use. You're located in New York, probably the fashion capital of this country and one of the fashion capitals of the world. Do you have to be based in New York? Do you think that that's the best place for you? And do you draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, the things you see around, you know, that city that really never stopped?
So to answer your question, I think nowadays that we can work remotely. I think what I'm working towards is for New York to be the headquarters, because it is the center of fashion, the center of innovation and business. And so claiming my stake here is really important. I am a New Yorker. I've been here for a while, even though I wasn't born here. I guess they say I'm a transport New Yorker, but I've earned my stripes after 15 years, I think. But I'm working towards being able to go into the other hot spots of fitness, fashion, and technology. And that would be, you know, the coasts, you know, Miami and, you know, LA, California. But, you know, as we expand in years to come, I think it's also an opportunity for me to travel and see what's going on in other countries. But for now, I think New York is definitely my stomping ground. And it's exciting because we had a pretty groundbreaking, at least for the athletic fashion world, we had a fashion show during New York Fashion Week where I used real athletes rather than runway models. And coming from, you know, a background in fashion and in advertising and knowing the rules, I was definitely breaking the rules. And it was really nerve-wracking, but the press really appreciated it, and so did the audience, and it got a really great response. And since then, it's been quite a whirlwind, so I think it really put us on the map. So I'm really excited for, you know, the upcoming fashion shows.
Just want to remind everybody, houtathletics.com, H-A-U-T-E, athletics.com, yes, is where they can check all that out. It's a great website, and the website really... I'd say it's the backbone kind of what you're doing, Margarita. The website really, you know, kind of has a life of its own. It speaks for itself. And just talk about, you know, the sweat and tears that went into developing that website to get it to where it is right now. And are you still satisfied with where it is right now?
Okay, so the first point is it definitely wasn't an easy road to launch a site. I know that a lot of people may think I just, you know, chose a template and started slapping stuff up there. But it actually was in creation while I was blogging. It was, you know, Hout Athletics was a blog and at first, as I mentioned. And me and one of my really good friends, we started reaching out to brands and establishing relationships with them. And at the time, it wasn't even a website. It was just a blog. So I had to paint a picture. You know, just you had to map out the world that you're trying to create. And then it went through, actually, Hout Athletics actually was vetted at the NYU Be Disruptive Innovation Competition. And out of about 240 applicants, we made it all the way to the finals where there was like 20 teams left and startups left. And so it was a really great journey to get it in front of, you know, people that weren't necessarily in fitness or fashion, but they were definitely in the innovation world. And they always forced me to toss it around and take it apart and put it back together and what could make it more sticky than just it being an online digital catalog. And so we started incorporating different things into it that I felt that the fitness industry appreciates. And so one of them that I wanted to incorporate was, you know, basically I was sitting at the gym in the studio and I said, what else will make Halt Athletics more sticky? You know, what's the psyche? What are people, how are people talking about athletic fashion? You know, it's not like people just walk up and they're like, oh, these leggings are made like this. So I started really listening to what was going on in the studios and the language that people were using. And I started observing that people will talk about the certain activity or sport of their liking or cross training or muscle groups or whatever. And they start talking about technique or different ways to improve their performance. And then what would happen was in the middle of that, you know, they'd either show them how it goes or how it was done. And then further than that, that's when you started to notice that they would talk about the products that they're using or the clothes that they're wearing or what have you. And it happened in different orders, but it was all pointing towards it being lifestyle. And so I was adamant about trying to start incorporating a video technology that allowed people to shop from the video. So on our landing page, I think it's more towards the end of our sliders, but we started testing out a video technology where we gamified it and called it Click Your Pick. And it was like a cheeky play on like this whole like squat, you know, for that booty and like the whole booty craze that's going on right now. And so we started incorporating that and seeing the analytics behind it. And, you know, in some ways it's a little bit before its time, but in a lot of ways it's also the time is now as different apps start to launch that incorporate fitness and video and whatnot. So it's really exciting to be on the cusp of that and see where it goes. But that was definitely something that I think technology is going. I mean, I think everything is going to start going towards video and things moving in that way. So
I think so. I think so too. And the website, yeah, it's informative. It's interactive. You cover more than just general fitness. You have triathlon wear. You have dance wear, run wear. You're even into some surfing attire. So it's you're covering a lot of different sports activities, and you're stocking all the latest and great designers too, and brands. So I can tell by looking at this website, just a ton of work went into it. You know, I hope it's all paying off, I hope it runs the way you want it to. That's really the key. I mean, you can have a website that looks great, but if it doesn't work right, it doesn't matter. So you got to, it looks good. The aesthetics look good. The cosmetics look good. And I hope it's operating great too.
Oh yeah. It's operating really well. But of course I want to improve it. And, you know, I actually, during the NYU Innovation Competition, I built out a prototype from scratch. And that's like, if money wasn't an issue, what would you want? Right. And so I designed it that way. And so there's a lot of bells and whistles that I would love to start incorporating. And even that stuff, by the time that can all happen, and that will happen, everything will technology would have changed in some way. So I really want it to be much more engaging, take the thinking out of putting outfits together for certain activities and whatnot. And so that for the busy athlete, they don't have to put a lot of thought to it. But, you know, in that realm, you also, as a company and as a startup, I would say to advise anyone, when it comes down to it, you have to serve. I mean, it's a great book, you know, Delivering Happiness, all about Zappos. It's, you know, building trust and maintaining trust takes time. But once you can do that, you could start in. I mean, that's when the success really starts to rock and roll. So we launched in November. I'm really happy with the traction that we've gotten and the awareness and the type of people that it's attracting to us to really get this going in the next year and the years to come.
What's the feedback you're getting from people that maybe stumble on the site or that actually go looking for it? You use the word, you know, cheeky. Maybe some other people would use it's a little risque. You're daring to be different. Do you hear that type of feedback, or what are you hearing?
I mean, I definitely hear both positive and negative. The positive is on the back end of the analytics of my social media and the Google Analytics and whatnot, is that Halt Athletics is really zeroing in on the very on the high intensity and gym culture. It just so happens that it really is building quite an awareness with people who are, you know, daring to be different. They're definitely addicted to high intensity. And so those people are absolutely fine. They're very used to this sort of edgy, risque way of being and their voice and whatnot. But I would say maybe in some mainstream cultures, so to speak, but I think they're also, you know, looking for something a little bit different too. I think I've gotten a little bit of criticism for being edgy and my models being really sexy, or maybe they're too muscular or what have you. But honestly, I think the trend right now is people are really trying to take control of their lives and make huge differences and become superheroes themselves. So I think the branding of Halt Athletics is definitely on the edge as well. But that's very New York. So that's why I said I was inspired. I'm sorry. Let's go back to a question that you asked about being inspired by New York. So I think in New York, you have a lot of people that are bigger versions of themselves, if that makes sense. I always look at those people as like real time, real life superheroes who are going above and beyond, and they have superpowers. It doesn't necessarily mean they're like the most athletic. They're just brilliant and geniuses. And I'm seeing those people become athletic, or athletic people really push themselves to be quite intelligent. So I'm very happy that sort of stereotypes or archetypes of being athletic or meatheads or whatever you want to call them, of being like jocks or stupid, is kind of going away. I think they're very educated now.
Yeah, that stereotype is gone.
Totally. And then, you know, obviously movement comes from dance, because movement never lies. And I think as more and more people start to embrace being in their bodies, they are able to sort of just grasp what that means, that movement never lies. And then the chandeliers part is because in New York, there's a lot of fancy things around, and chandeliers. Oh, really? Whenever you see chandeliers, you think, wow, this is fancy. This is something that I need to dress up for. And so I always like to give a little bit of air of glam with my styling or the choices that I pick. And then the graffiti part is, well, there's graffiti in New York. It's not necessarily
the street.
Yeah, that's the street. It's the grit. But it's also this process of how you get the artwork up there. You know, it's I like to think of Halt Athletics as, you know, the very word of Halt is high fashion. And then athletics is the grind and the grit. So So those are why I'm inspired with New York. So I'm really promoting this sort of urban athlete. So I hope that inspires people as well, because it you know.
Yeah, I think your website's very inspirational. And
thanks.
And I think it really promotes a lot of positive things. So we're with Margarita Ventura of Halt Athletics here on the Tech of Sports this week. A couple little things I noticed on the website, Margarita. You have a rewards program. Kind of maybe explain that a little bit.
The rewards program is for, you know, you get a discount off for when you make your first purchase. And then every purchase after that, you earn points. You know, obviously, you can also earn points from sharing the website with other people, so that you can put that amount towards your next purchase. So, you know, we're really going to start playing with this and gamifying it in a way, because, I mean, athletes are competitive by nature. So earning points is always awesome. And then I think, you know, this is just a little teaser into, you know, this rewards program. You know, our goal is to partner with venues and locations and getaways, so that we really try to be the hub where people don't just buy their athletic apparel, but they also figure out like, oh, well, I should go here to do this workout, or maybe I should go there to do that workout, or maybe I should book a trip and go to this fitness camp or whatever. So it's really beautiful. These things will come together.
I'm glad you didn't use the two words boot camp, Margaret. everything's got the word boot camp attached to it now. And that kind of, I can understand the point of it. It kind of scares me a little bit. So don't put any boot camp stuff up on the site. I just read a book about 2 weeks ago. I finished it up and it was all about customer service and how, you know, any business now that's got to succeed in a competitive marketplace has really has to engage with customers and offer over the top customer service. All that customers are expecting that now. How do you treat the customer service aspect of your business?
Right now, my partner and I, the co-founder and myself, we handle a lot of the customer service. And you know, I incorporated someone to help out. But I'm okay with doing it for now because I think it shows that we're growing organically. And it's funny because I felt, I can tell when I'm responding to the customer, they're like, oh my God, it's like the founder. And, you know, things happen, you know, sometimes orders get mixed up or whatever. It's very minimal. But when it does, I always remember that book, Delivering Happiness, and being empathetic and passionate and compassionate, I should say, towards your customers. For me, my customers they're strong, and my brand is always promoting this like alpha male, alpha female mentality. But at the end of the day, as athletes, we're all really sensitive. We're all very vulnerable. You know, we have our goals. Maybe who knows what they're going through, but when you're buying active apparel, you're basically buying into this concept that I read an article about that Lululemon embraced and all these other brands have embraced, which is referred to as enclosed cognition. It means the same way when you go to a board meeting, you're not going to walk in sweats, you're going to wear a suit. So enclosed cognition means that the more you dress in active apparel, whether it be for your sport or styling it up or down or whatever for the street, you're more likely to be active. So whenever I'm answering customer service, I try to remember that sensitivity that I don't know at what part of their journey they're at, but they are enclosing themselves.
We hope.
We hope. I mean, naked sports could be the next trend, but for now they're in clothes. And I always tell people that, yes, it's a clothing e-tailer. Yes, there's going to incorporate technology. But at the end of the day, 10% of it is about clothes and 90% of it is about inspiring people to sustain their health, to maintain their health, or they're on their transformation journey. Whenever I answer emails and customer service, or I talk to my team and talk about customer service, we're always trying to go above and beyond. The cool part is something, there's a little bit of a mishap. And because I was trying to change the process of fulfillment, I answered an email. We handled it as best as we could. And the beautiful thing is that person reached out and she said, you guys handled us so well that we want you to, you know, help collaborate and style for Sports Illustrated. So it was a 5-page spread and it was a collaboration with Equinox. So I was really honored and excited. And, you know, we did that, and that should be launching, that should be publishing soon. That goes to show that you never know who your customer is.
I'll be expecting my autographed copy in the mail.
That's right.
As we wind down here with Margarita Ventura of Howard Athletic, as you grow, I know you talked a lot about New York, and that's, you know, that's where you're based and that's kind of the vibe you give off. But how do you grow and not alienate the, you know, let's just say the track and field athlete or the high school cross country runner in Utah? How do you be accommodating, or how do you appeal to everybody? I know that's always the tough question every business has to go through.
I think, you know, as we expand the curation of the website, I'm really adamant about offering, you know, obviously the edgy stuff, but I think it's also important to incorporate commercial. When I say commercial designs, it means less edgy. And maybe those are more technical clothing.
Family friendly. Is that maybe?
That's it. You know, just some basics, our core collection. And, you know, at first, I think, you know, in fitness fashion, it was really easy for me to fall into the luxury active apparel niche. And what made me upset one day was hearing my fans or my potential customers or what have you say, well, I can't afford everything on your site. And that made me upset. It made me a little sad. So I said to my team, I still want to incorporate high-end active apparel. I think it's important to honor those brands and you know, have certain other brands positioned next to them. But I wanted to expand the price points so that there would be this sort of mid-range or standard range or what have you, so that people could, you know, choose from high-low. They can style themselves high-low for their active apparel.
Marguerite, here's your chance to plug whatever you want to plug or whatever you have coming up. Give the website address again. And if people have questions for you, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
So I think the last thought that I want to give, especially to young entrepreneurs out there, is to believe in yourself and try to think of all the talents and the skills that have been given to you from the universe. Write those down. Write all your goals down, as ridiculous as they might sound, and really use that as a mantra and believe in yourself and believe in what you create like it's a religion, and listen to feedback, because every once in a while you might have an idea that really sucks. So you might as well just take it off your plate and not focus on it.
There's always people smarter than us out.
That's right. And I think what is propelling HoteAthletics.com forward is this mentality of collaboration. I think I'm a boss, but I'm not afraid to let other people be sort of a mentor or the boss in the room, so that I can listen to what's happening and what's going on and different ways to go about it. You know, you never want to have a founder syndrome where you only have tunnel vision. You're only seeing that. So the beautiful thing about Halt Athletics that I put in my mission statement is that we're Halt Athletics and we are you. So a lot of times the things that I'm expressing on the website, at least creatively, is just a mirror and a reflection of the people that inspire me every day. And those are all the real life superheroes, the cross, the track runner that's in Missouri to, you know, someone that I know that's winning gold medals and he's in the Paralympics, or, you know, all of them are superheroes.
And the website really appeals to everybody, men, women, cycling, dance, running, surfing. Right. You're covering a lot of ground. And as we wrap up here, Margarita, let's take leggings and yoga pants out of the equation. What's the hot trend that's coming up, or what's the next big thing?
I think the next big thing, other than more printed leggings.
No,
I think the next thing, to be honest with you, and there's a lot of debate right now, is technical apparel, and it's like wearable technology. And, you know, there's a lot of debate if that stuff is going to stick or not. But regardless, I think that active apparel becoming much more technical is like the intro to where clothing is going. And, you know, I can like totally nerd out and tell you, okay, so now they're going to start making technical apparel that's for slacks and suits for men. But I'm seeing things advance even more in innovation, where, you know, someone could be wearing some tights or a top and it literally will tell your iPhone or your smartphone all the conditions that's going on, not just a wrist that tells you how many steps you're taking, but literally like you're not getting enough of this vitamin, or you need more water, or what have you. And that's like cool to see that stuff is happening.
It is. And you know, for some people it's a little confusing, but
yeah,
I think if we progress slowly with it, I think we'll be okay. And always the last question I ask my guest, Margarita, what's the one gadget or piece of technology that right now you can't live without?
The one, oh, well, wow. That would be my iPhone. to be honest with you. I do so much work on there. And, you know, all my social media platforms are on there and all the apps that go into those social media. And then, of course, my music and all the different ways that I can keep my documents and my plans and all of that stuff when it comes to my, you know, because, you know, obviously Hull Athletics is my main squeeze. But, you know, I regionally coach, you know, girls to for lifestyle clients and competitive athletes. And
you're a busy girl.
I'm a busy girl helping changing lives and inspiring them. So that phone is my life. So when that phone goes dead, I get the shakes.
I know. It's scary. It's almost like a body part now.
So it is.
It is pretty scary. Margarita, thanks for
thank you so much
for coming on. I want everyone to make sure they check out the site, hauteathletics.com. If you're an athlete or not, this site, I think, will inspire you to start working out and start maybe living a healthier life, because it's got a lot of information on it. It's just a really well done site, and your message is so pure and so positive to people that you should be commended by that. And also, you're a really good follow on Instagram too. So your picture taking skills, or people that take pictures of you, they do a really good job. So follow Margarita on Instagram. That's you're a good follow on there.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks. I was so honored to speak to you guys. So thank you.
Coming on, and hold on 1 second, Margarita, as we wrap up. And just want to let everyone know that Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows that may be of interest to you. You can head over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Check all of them out. And also the update to the Two Thumbs Up Media podcast and internet broadcast directory, twothumbsupmedia.com. That's been the Tech of Sports for this week. We'll be back again next week. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.